The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What a terrible day it is for America. I never thought I would see Americans scaling the wall to attack the people's house, the Capitol. So if you're thinking about moving to a narco state or a banana republic and you wonder what it's like, today was a good idea of what it would be like. That is not America. That is not this idea of America. We're a nation of laws. We're not a nation of people who attack law enforcement officers trying to accomplish a goal that was never going to be accomplished in the first place, Martha. This was always a fool's errand. So why people are surprised that Mike Pence did exactly what the Constitution calls him to do, I'm surprised that they're surprised.
Well, they're following a leader, and the leader said, look, this election was stolen from you. And he continued to say it while people were storming the Capitol. He didn't even back off it then. We got this tweet that was kind of funny. I'm no longer impressed that Nicolas Cage managed to steal the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, no kidding. That was fanciful in the movie, but now I realize, hey, you can walk in and sit at the Speaker of the House's desk, rifle through her drawers if you want to. You can stand at the podium where Mitch McConnell stands in your bear outfit or whatever that guy had on.
You stand on a podium. You stand behind a lectern. Yeah, right.
Sean, give it up. Give it up. Jack, I wish you had done it and done your Mitch McConnell, because that would have been really, because your Mitch McConnell's
really good. In the horns,
really
in the bear outfit?
Well,
I'm standing here.
Yeah. So anyway, the theme of this morning, if you're just tuning in, is there were a lot of factors that went into yesterday, and they're not all Trump. They're not all right-wing lunatics, although those two factors absolutely did factor in. And we will get to that. We'll get to all of that. We'll paint the whole picture for you. But first, we want to talk to Casey from the Sacramento area in California, who we're told decided to drive all the way to D.C. to be part of the rally. Casey, hey, how are you?
Good morning. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. So why'd you decide to drive 3,000 miles roughly to go to this event?
The Lord told me to be there. I saw his tweet, and that in of itself wasn't enough, but I just felt compelled to be here.
I'm mystified by what you just said. The Lord told you to be there. You mean Trump, or do you mean God is talking to you and told you to go to the Trump rally? And I'm not trying to be a smartass. I actually didn't understand what you said.
It's not like I heard words or anything. It's a feeling. It's like when you're hungry and you're like, I'm going to have a burger because that's what I'm going to have.
Okay, I get it. Well, no, I feel like God tells me things to do, too. So I'm fine with that. I just didn't know if you meant Trump, because some people mean Trump when they say that. So that's what motivated you to go, hoping to accomplish what?
To bear witness. I wanted to be here to bear witness. I felt like I needed to be here to see it myself. And after having spent the entire day here with all of communication shut off, nobody could text to each other. Nobody could, we could barely get a phone call out of here. They basically shut down communications with us. And when I finally got there in my car on the news.
Before people stormed the Capitol, you couldn't even text, or after?
Correct. Before.
Wow.
Before. When we were still down listening to Trump speak, people were like, is your phone working?
Huh.
All through the march, it wouldn't work. All up in front of the Capitol, it wouldn't work. So when I got back to my vehicle last night and turned on the radio, I was a little bit surprised to hear the way they were reporting it.
Really? So, well, you know what? Well, why not? So you were not a witness to any of the violence or the busting into the Capitol or anything like that?
I was right up at the front. I was five people back when the police were being pushed back up onto the promenade, and I watched people smash the windows out.
Okay.
So I was right there.
Oh, okay. So
I didn't jump into the building.
Right. Why were you surprised at how it was reported then?
It's not that it was reported. It's how it's being reported. The way it's being reported in the media is if you weren't here, you think that the Capitol building's still on fire. But, two windows got smashed out, and then they shot a girl.
Okay. So you said you wanted to go there and bear witness. If you were to summarize, the message you were trying to send, what was it?
I'll tell you, I surely don't trust the media.
If you do, you're a fool.
I think that it's important for people to turn off their TVs and go see these things for themselves so that they can see what is actually happening.
Interesting.
Because the TV is just lying.
Sure.
I think it's important to get this on because I think this is going to be an ongoing conversation of who was doing the most violent stuff. Because we've seen, you know, a lot of, you know.
The police started the violence. I understand that they were concerned. There were literally thousands of people encroaching on them, and
pushing them backward and disobeying their orders.
Not initially. None of that started until the police started using their pepper spray and gas bombs.
Yeah, these things are always very difficult. As I've watched a lot of videos of a lot of BLM things and everything like that, it's just, you know. But that aside, I want to get to this. So you were in the crowd that was trying to get the people to stop breaking the windows.
Everybody in the crowd was trying to get the people to stop breaking the windows. They started smashing on the windows, and the entire crowd started yelling at them to stop. We're not these other groups. We don't do that. This is our house. We're not here to break our house. We're here to make sure they hear our voices.
I think that's fascinating because we've seen that over and over with the BLM protests. With a lot of them where you got the actual peaceful protesters in the streets screaming at people, why are you breaking those windows? Stop it. Mm-hmm.
So this is something.
It got to the point where a girl ran over and grabbed one of these guys and pulled him down to the ground to make him stop. But he got back up and started smashing the window again.
And she had the support of the crowd, not the vandal.
Correct.
That's really interesting.
That is something you will definitely not hear reported anywhere at any point.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy, Casey. Anything else that we ought to know from your experience before we let you go?
You know, there was a lot of pushing and pulling. The people who were up at the front of that line were in constant communication with the Capitol Police, and they had come out prior to the windows being broken and just saying, hey, we have talked to these guys. If we just hold our line and we just hold our line and we just stay here and we just stay here and make sure that they hear us, they won't pepper spray us. They won't attack us. They won't hit us. They won't arrest us or drag us out. That's when the agitators with the hammers that they pulled out of their pockets started smashing the windows.
Interesting. So finally, Casey, did you go there thinking Mike Pence could somehow do something to change the result of the election?
I didn't come here with any kind of preconceived notions of any of that sort. I came here to bear witness.
Right. Casey, we sure appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for talking to us.
Certainly. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Interesting.
It is interesting because we've been seeing this a lot, and everybody's been wondering, is it the fringe of, Black Lives Matter or the Trump crowd or whatever that starts smashing stuff? Or, is it the anarchists who just want to bring down society that show up to any of these events and
Every
protest.
Right.
And start smashing stuff.
Yeah. And actually, who was smashing what and for what cause will become more clear. I am, as always, disgusted and angered by the blatantly biased and just dishonest news media coverage of these things.
Armstrong and Getty.